He rounded the corner in the direction of his first class when he nearly bumped into Garrett Matthews. The two boys simultaneously made that "ope" sound that people make when they're in someone's way. Upon realizing who it was that he had nearly collided with, his face flushed red. Garrett looked as if he wanted to cry. His lip quivered, his fist clenching and unclenching.
"I guess it's a good thing I didn't run into you," Garrett said. "I might have ended up in the hospital."
"Oh, go fuck yourself," he retorted. "Or maybe you want to save that sexual tension for another guy." Garrett let out a frustrated scream as his fist came crashing towards him so quickly that Patrick, although expecting it, still barely dodged it. The locker behind his head made a metallic slamming noise, and Garrett pulled his hand back, shaking it as if it was on fire. The sound of it echoed down the halls and caused the door closest to them to open. Coach Mathis, a history teacher, peered in their direction. He shielded his face from Garrett dramatically, as if he was in immediate danger of being hit. Coach Mathis looked at the locker behind his head.
"Now just what the hell are you doing, Matthews? It's like you don't want to play football next year."
"But Coach, he..."
"Get in here," he said to Garrett, his voice firm. "And Hall, you get to class, hear?"
"Yes, sir."
Patrick walked away from the confrontation unscathed as Garrett was marched into Coach Mathis's room, probably for a referral to the principal. The whole thing between him and Garrett was incredibly awkward and totally out of their control. It had happened like this. Patrick's father had come home from work on the day of Sam's appointment with Dr. Fishtank with one hell of a migraine. He got those sometimes. A lot of the time. He had taken a few swigs of Jim Beam, had the bottles seemed a little low, and paced the kitchen saying he just didn't know what he was going to do. He just didn't know. Of course, Phyllis had told him what had happened to Sam, and Sam's insistence that it wasn't as bad as it seemed had only seemed to make him angrier. Phyllis tried to calm him, but somehow she knew that would be fruitless. When Gary Hall decided to do something, it would not be stopped, especially not by his wife. Eventually, with a little help from Jim, Gary had gathered the courage to go and confront Isaac Matthews, a 12-year-old boy. He insisted through slurring words that he was just going to talk, just talk. Phyllis had known better, but what could she have done? She considered calling the law on him herself, but ultimately she decided against it. Let him get himself in trouble, she thought. After some prodding, Gary had gotten Patrick to tell him where the Matthews lived, and he had driven to their house and had knocked on the door continuously until someone had finally opened it, looking annoyed.
"Can I help you?" the man said.
"Are you Matthews?"
"My name is Rick Matthews, yes."
His jaw seemed to dislocate, moving from side to side.
"Who are you?"
"Your boy, Isaac. I need to see him now."
Rick could smell the sweet stink of liquor emanating from Gary.
"What's this about?"